good evening. I am Brian the Mayan. I'll be your host this evening for The Temple, the official Mayan Factor podcast. Tonight we have Dan Angermeyer with us for some very, very special announcements. There's been a lot of new news that we have to bring for you. Information about new shows that we have coming up. Information about a new website that we're going to be posting very, very soon. So we're going to have information on where you can see that and when that's going to be going up. We've got some new info on new songs and studio time that we have going on. And we're very pleased to bring this information. So tonight, welcome Dan Angermeyer to The Temple. Dan Angermeyer, welcome to the temple this evening. We got a special podcast for everybody. We have some pretty exciting news to share. And Dan, thank you for joining us in the temple tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be back on the temple. First of all, you're doing a hell of a job, bringing it to the people.
Well, I'm just trying to do my part. I don't know, man. it's something fun to do, and I think it works out pretty well. But hey, man, we have some pretty exciting news. We've got some shows coming up. You guys are going in the studio tomorrow too to do some recording on some of the new songs. Lenny might be showing up.
Yeah, rumor has it that I heard this afternoon Lenny might be hopping on the train from New York and trekking down to spend some time in the studio with Chuck and Kevin and I as we work on some rhythm tracks and try to piece some of these ideas together a little bit more. And it sounds like one of the songs we might be close to almost kind of saying, I don't want to say complete, but close to having like almost a definitive idea, because it sounds like you've got words and a melody that you want to throw on that. So yeah, man. When I heard that today, I was pretty excited.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. This new writing process has been kind of interesting, of sending bits back and forth, and like one person writes a part and sends it to the other person, and they write it, and it goes back and forth, and we start to solidify ideas, and then we get together and we can work on them together. It's kind of a neat little process, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And you know what? I think it almost gives us an added benefit of before, obviously we would get together and just jam on a song, and usually we would jam on it at the Mojo, and eventually the song would become what it is. But now it's like, we jam on the idea, we record it, we share it with each other, and then we can constantly listen to it and come up with new ideas and new directions for the songs. And, the one thing that the idea that you had for us, I've been listening to that constantly, and from what I recorded originally a month ago, I've completely changed it a little bit more to have more of a tribal feel. And
hey, I think that there's some new shows coming up real soon. Don't want to give anything out that's solid now. I mean, I'm sure everybody could, pay attention to Facebook and...
Yeah.
But there's at least three new shows and maybe possibly like a Baltimore homecoming show?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give the date just yet because we're still, crossing our T's and dotting our I's on it. But I would say sometime towards the middle to end of October, it looks like we might be doing our big Baltimore homecoming show.
I think that might be like the trial by fire. Like that's, that's where like our most hardcore fans were, and I'm sure that some of them were like, yeah, I don't know,
Right.
Hopefully a lot of them can come out and they're as impressed as we were when we got together with Lenny, and we're like, this is right. This is good. We should do this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you saw the reaction we got when we played in Sterling, Virginia, and we had people coming up from, what was that kid, Tobias, Who came up from like Nashville or Knoxville in Tennessee, and he slept in his car to see us in Sterling, Virginia. And I mean, there were some pretty hardcore fans that saw us that night in Sterling, and they absolutely loved us. So I think everybody's really, really going to dig it. You know,
I'm pretty excited. So there's tonight we have an announcement. It's sort of like I guess why we're doing this podcast tonight. Dan, yes. can you tell us what you've been working on now for a while?
Well, we've been working on pretty much redesigning and revamping our website. And it's going to work out that it's going to be like, in a roundabout way, it's going to be like everything you want to know about us, everything is going to be on our website. We actually are going to have new merchandise. We have new t-shirts. Right off the bat that we're going to start having. All of your podcasts, everybody will be able to go to the website and pull up all, what I guess it's going to be the six or seven podcasts. All your podcasts are always going to be on the website. So they can go back and check past podcasts or the latest podcast.
So
everything
we'll still,
is going to be.
We'll still have like the Facebook site, but we'll also have the website.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We'll still, none of our social media stuff is going away. But, you know, merchandise, I mean, the website is definitely going to be the place to go to check out, find out when shows are, news, podcasts, merchandise, and actually something we're developing, and it'll be ready when we launch it, is we're going to have the official street team, Mayan Factor Street Team, which I'm going to butcher it when I pronounce it, but it's going to be a actual Mayan civilization term. Called Kaja Ajol. And the belief of the Kaja Ajol was they were the mediators between the Mayan gods and the people of Mayan culture.
That's
who
really
actually
cool.
Did. Yeah, and they were involved with the rituals and the ceremonies. And basically, they brought everybody together. So that is the idea of naming the street team that, because you know street
so
team
it's,
is
it's
want,
not like a just like a street team, more it's like an elite team.
They'll have exactly.
like special. I'm guessing that like we talked about them having like special access on the website.
Oh yeah,
you know maybe some extra incentives to be on that team.
Yes, 100%. You know, be it maybe a quick glimpse of some new music. It could be something where we do a special question. An answer for them. It could be a special live streaming. I mean, it could wind up being anything. But you know, our fans are valuable. I mean, they're the reason why we get to do what we do.
No man, they really are. They really are something special. I can't. I don't know how to vocalize how like flattered I am and how important they are to all of us.
Yes, I totally agree. And you know what? It's really cool is. You talk to people and they send you a message, and you know we respond back right away. Why? You know, because I think it's one of the coolest things to hear from somebody that's from all the way across the world that I never would have thought I would have.
Well, I think
to.
It also sort of solidifies the fact that it's bigger than us,
right?
You know,
exactly.
Like the band isn't just us; it's everybody that supports us. It's everybody that's invested in this music. It's everybody that feels something. So it's
right.
not just like the guys in the band that are the Mayan Factor. It's everybody who feels something in this. Everybody who got on the ride, you know, they got their tickets to Peridon. They came along with us. Like they're all the Mayan Factor.
Right. This is everybody's. This is all of our journeys. It's not just the five of us. It's everybody. And you know, this is a way to give back. And share with them. And it costs nothing for anybody. It's completely free for people to join the street team, you know, and just all we ask is you sign up for it, you get an email, and then we'll send you a stencil of our TMF logo, and we'll have you, like, post it wherever, whatever country you are, wherever you are, post it, share it. We'll ask you to take a picture of the stencil wherever you are. Post it on Facebook and tag the Mayan Factor, and you know it's going to be something a lot of fun that we're going to have.
I'm really excited to see how this idea like blossoms into something. I'm sure this is going to be something exciting.
Yeah, totally.
So and, what else is on the site? I mean, I know that you sent me, there's no official website address right now. There's like a preliminary, they're designing the site.
Right.
You sent that information to us today. And I had a brief moment to take a look at what's on there. And, you know, it looks like, you know, there's merchandise, there's a street team. It looks like there's, you know, some music you can listen to. Look like there's like interviews and news. What else is going to be on the site?
You know, it's also, it's going to be music. There's going to be videos. It's going to direct people to our Mayan Factor YouTube channel, where you can pretty much see all of our videos that we've released. But you know what's really cool, again, is the connection with the fans, is we have a lot of videos on YouTube that are fan-created.
Tons of, and, actually, there's a lot of fan-made videos on there.
Right.
Like, and that's like, are we going to try to incorporate those and showcase the stuff people have
done? Yes. Yeah, 100%. Definitely. I mean, because it's, again, they're the reasons why they're the reasons why we're in the position that we are right now, that we're back together and we're writing new music. It's because of the love that they have for us that, you know, we want to share it. I mean, again, it's you know, it's art. You know, and it's a beautiful thing.
So when are we, the official launch is pretty soon, right? When's the official launch?
We're shooting for the official launch to be this coming Monday at 8 p.m.
So 8 p.m., I guess, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what's the date on that? Was it the 26th, maybe? Or no, not the 26th.
No, it's 29th.
29th.
It's
29th. So 8 p.m. Yep. Eastern Standard Time on the 29th is the official launch. The Mayan Factor website, where people can go on, they can see new interviews, they can see videos from fans, they can hear music, they can get some, you know, t-shirts, merchandise, they can maybe get updates on shows, if we get those.
There'll be show updates. There'll also be sections where they can post comments on videos and music, or they can just post a comment in general, but also rest assured that we, the band, will see this and we'll be interacting with them. It's a 100% interactive experience for everyone.
So when is I guess people can go to the Facebook page for now.
Yeah.
And we'll update them from the Facebook page as to the official web address where people can find this.
Yeah, exactly. I know we've been working with this very talented graphic artist named Ada. He's from Baltimore, and he's just put. I mean, you've seen it. It's just the front cover alone is amazing. What she's done with graphics and everything. And I talked to her this morning, as a matter of fact. And basically, she has like one or two more things she's got to tweak, and it's going to be ready to go. So you know, Monday is going to be a really fun, huge day for us.
No, I'm pretty excited about it. I had a couple minutes to, take a look at what is being built, and it's not done yet, but from what I could see, man, it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, and you know, like you said, our social medias or our sites are still going to be there, and they're going to be very valuable, important to us. But this is going to be another extension, and you know, for maybe some exclusive content. Obviously, our merch. Our shirts, eventually CDs, vinyl, LPs, everything we have.
Well, that's right. We've got some, like you said, there's some vinyl LPs, like actual records in our future, aren't there? Like actual pressings.
That is coming in our future. That's going to probably be a little ways down the road, like maybe 6 months, just because the process of vinyl takes a long time. Because it's believe it or not, vinyl has become such a hot commodity now that it's really starting to make a huge comeback. So, the sky is the limit. And you know, we've been talking a lot of cool ideas for shirts, a lot of cool ideas.
Well, the shirts too aren't like, I know that we've talked about having some core like these are some shirts that we've had, but. I think we've talked about doing some that are just like a limited release, like these are the couple that we're doing here and being done with it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have, we'll have a core shirts that'll always be available, but we're also going to do some special edition shirts. And I don't want to give too much away because I want to kind of keep it to a surprise. But you know what I'm talking about. And something I think everybody is really going to be excited about and need to see on a shirt. And, I mean, they're pretty insane.
Yeah, that's awesome. It'd be, you know, I like the idea of the uniqueness of it. Like, that makes it something that's special that not everybody has.
Right, exactly. I mean, and you know, the thing is, it keeps in with the mystique of the Mayan factor. I mean, you know, it's just not a band. It's an experience. The music is just not music. It's an experience, and it's like, you know, I consider myself extremely lucky and honored to be a part of the Mayan factor. But I also still listen to the stuff, not from a band perspective, but just as a fan of it. I mean, it's incredible music.
No,
and
it really,
you know,
is.
You know, and putting all this together is such a love affair, because we know, you know, it's a love affair for our fans and an appreciation of our fans, appreciation of the people in Australia, in Chile, South America, Europe, appreciation for everybody.
Russia, Germany. Like, it really is amazing. You know, Kevin's, I don't know if you saw, like, Kevin sent me some videos of some folks that...
Yes.
Like, I don't know where he found him or how that came, you know, but, you know, people posting it, hey, this is how special you are. And like they're doing those like flipboard, like things to us. And I can't even read the language.
Yeah.
And that's insane to me. Like that's nuts. Like that's so special. Like I don't even know how to communicate how we've the music has touched people's lives, and they've felt it the way we felt it, and I guess that's, you know, that's sort of what we started out to do in the first place.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I mean, it's so humbling to see this. I mean, I'll never forget getting in touch. This girl got in touch with me from Helsinki, and she's like, "I'm a huge Mayan factor, and I just wanted to know that I was going through a very difficult time. I had a very serious illness, but every night before I went to bed, I was listening to the 44 album, and Hopi Elders is my all-time favorite song." And she sent me a picture of a tattoo that she got. It was basically one of the lyrics from Hopi Elders, which is like the effect of seeing is believing when all hope is lost. And it was like...
That just got chills, man.
Exactly.
I can feel that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is someone that's, you know, this isn't someone that is a friend of ours who lives in Baltimore or whatever. This is someone that lives halfway across the world. And she was going through, you know, from what I understand, a major health issue. And she was so, you know, she was so taken by her music that it helped pull her through. I mean, you know, that doesn't give you chills or as a musician, humble you and give you a greater appreciation.
Who doesn't want to have, like, giant rock and roll success, right? You know, in what they do. But to me, at the end of the day, something like that, that makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much bigger. Like, I don't know how to...
No, I agree.
I'm
going to
vocalize that. Like, that's so much bigger than anything else.
No,
like, that's
just
amazing.
I'm 100% with you. I mean, obviously, and I think any musician that started out as a kid or whatever would be lying when they said they always dreamed of being the rock star with all the fancy cars and the huge mansions and they fly in private jets all over the world. And, you know, that's fine and dandy.
The reality is that most musicians never do.
No, not at all.
And a lot of times the folks that do don't really, like, they made a ton of money because they were a great product.
Right.
Yeah, and not that they don't touch people's lives, but you know.
Yeah, but I agree with you 100%. If I had the choice, and I'm dead serious, of, you know, the whole rock star thing versus what we would have with the Mayan factor, I think I would choose the Mayan factor hands down, just because we connect with people. And to me, that's what art and music is about, is a connection. You know, I mean, I don't think there's nothing any more special than that. I mean, you can't put a monetary wage on that. You can't put, I don't think there's any materialistic thing that you could ever compare to with having the love and the passion of a family.
You know, I won't lie. I prefer to have a lot of stuff rather than a little bit of stuff.
Yeah.
I would love to be, exceptionally financially successful, but that pales in comparison. Like if I, I can't take it with me. I guess is the point that
right.
Like you could be exceptionally rich and wealthy and be completely miserable.
Yep.
To know that we've touched people's lives and that the music has moved people is, like there's no price on that.
It's such a huge inspiration. I mean, it's what gets you going. I mean, it's what gets you going in the morning. It's what gets you going where, sometimes you might be tired and dragging, and while we have practice, we have rehearsals, we're going to the studio, we're going to a gig, but you're doing it and someone is passionate and they want to see you, and it you'd mean the world to them. I mean, just like we played that show in PA about a month ago, and we had those two guys drive all the way down the from Boston to see us in the middle.
That was
of,
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, I can't tell you any other bands I've ever experienced that with. So it's pretty special, and we've got a lot of great things getting ready to happen, and a lot of a lot of things in the hopper, and hopefully we're going to have a couple more of these shows confirmed. Maybe a tease another one. Along with the tentative in Baltimore, we're also working on one in the New Jersey area, which is always a good time. Been there plenty of times.
I'm real excited to get out, especially in areas that we've played previously.
Yeah.
And have us play with Lenny.
Yes.
So people who have experienced the Mayan Factor in the past can experience the Mayan Factor with Lenny at the helm. I think that they are going to be just floored. I mean, we were.
Yeah.
I think that there's a small bit of having to rebuild that trust with people who love the music.
Right.
They need to know that it's what it is again. And I really can't wait to get out there and bring that to them and say, hey, showcase it and be like, hey, we believe in it. Here you go. Do you believe in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's important.
I mean, Lenny is awesome. And Lenny brings, and what works with us with Lenny is Lenny has the same passion and drive and love for the music as we do. And I think that's really important. And I think that's important for all artists. It's just like you have to be passionate about what you do and you play from the heart, not just, hey, I'm just going to write this song and release it. I mean, I'm not saying everybody does that, but you gotta be honest with your music and passionate about that. And from day one, Lenny.
Well, I think he feels it.
Yes.
He feels the music. Like we get there, and like when we start playing these songs, like it's weird. It's hard to describe to somebody who doesn't understand, but it's like we all lock together. It's like we're a unit. We're all playing as one.
Yep.
We all feel that emotion, that energy.
Yeah.
And, once we finish, like, we play the set and we just kill ourselves on, it's just, by the time we're done, it's just exhausted, and he's there with us, man. He's on the same wavelength. It's good.
That's
really good.
That's how the PA gig we did a couple weeks ago, which actually, I do have confirmed it, or in case I don't remember if we already talked about it or not, but we do have a confirmed show in PA on November 5th. With our buddies Zed B. Lamp, who we just played with.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Oh, totally. They're awesome. So that's going to be a good time. And we're back up in PA in the same area, Palmerton, PA.
You know what weirded me out, and it's sad to say weirded me out about Zed B. Lamp, but they've got two guitar players, and I wish I could. I don't remember what his name is. One of the guitar players did something that I could never do in my entire lifetime. He breached his pedal board. He stepped over it and walked forward. I could never do that. Like, to me, that's like this impenetrable barrier. Like, it's this wall that I can't get past.
Right.
Dude, he had the superpowers of being able to step past it and walk up front. I couldn't do that.
No, it's like he broke, like, you know, I'm a huge fan of the comics and Marvel,
yeah, dude,
in general.
He broke like the seventh and eighth wall.
Dude. Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going with that.
I was like, wait a minute. What are you doing, dude? Like, I can't even see you now.
Right.
It's like you turned invisible and went to another dimension. I don't get this. Like, I'm confused, and I can hear you playing, but I can't see you. My eyes are rejecting what I see. It was amazing.
Nice. Man, talk about some pipes. That guy, Chris, man, he was insane.
I'm excited to play with those guys.
Yeah.
They were not only were they, like, as a band and musicians, they were just amazing, but just as people, they were really cool to hang out with. I liked those guys a lot.
And you know what? That brings up another point, and that's another cool thing about doing the bands. Is along with meeting amazing fans and people to come to see you, it's also meeting some really cool bands. I mean, it's a brotherhood. It's a camaraderie. There's nothing like hanging out with a band backstage before your show on, and everybody's just laughing and joking and having a good time. I mean, that's
actually, it's also playing all over the place. Like, you run into all kinds of awesome bands that you wouldn't normally, I guess, be exposed to. Like, well, one we might be playing with pretty soon is Damn This Desert Air. Like, we play with them in the past. They're amazing. But the show that we played up at the Benefit, Atomic Beauty, they were...
Yes, oh, yeah.
Dude, I love those guys.
They were awesome. I mean, they really had that 80s glam rock vibe to them.
Dude, they had fans. They had fans blowing their hair around.
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't bring it and bring it proper and you show up like that with, like, the leather and the tasselies and you look like that and you can't deliver, you are going to look ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And it elevates your game, and you're right, because, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but before I was in the Maya Factor, I was in a goth industrial band called Imbue, and we would do a lot of goth industrial shows with other bands, and people would show up in vampire makeup and black wings.
And if you didn't bring it proper, it would seem silly.
Yeah, no, I specifically remember a dude who had, like, metal spikes surgically implanted in his head that had basically looked like a metal spike mohawk. And it was like, all right, this guy's serious. And then he got up there, and they were like, oh, I hope you get your money back on that.
Those folks in Atomic Beauty were really, like, they really delivered. Like, they were really good at what they were doing. I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was floored. Like,
that was an overall great time. I mean, they the girl, she was an incredible singer. The whole band was pretty badass.
Their drummer was Nick Van Leer. I'm pretty sure it's not his real name, but that's awesome. Nick Van Leer.
If
that's his real name, he's my superhero.
Right. I mean, that guy was born with greatness.
No, they were really good. I was absolutely impressed. I expect to see great things from them.
Yeah, totally. And then, like you said, you hook up that show with Damn This Desert Air. Man, those guys are some cool dudes. And I've actually been talking to Craig for the last week about hooking something up. And, you know, it's... Yeah, you know, and it's cool because he's seen the Mind Factor, obviously, before years ago, and now he's seen it with Lenny, and he's like, man, I cannot wait. He's excited.
Now, you know, to me, that's awesome because, like, we played with them at different shows, like, years ago.
Yeah.
I really respect them as musicians, and I remember, I think that we, they did a little acoustic thing at Fletcher's, and I know I played on some of the stuff with them, and, like, I really respect them as a musician. So it's a compliment to me that they would see us, you know, playing with Lenny and be like, yeah, that's, we get it. Can we do this again? Like, to me, that's almost like validation.
Yes, totally. I mean, it totally is. And you know, just the excitement that everybody is giving, showing that we're back and playing and you know, and seeing all the people sharing our music and sharing our videos and just the sheer excitement. I mean, that it's pretty awe-inspiring. I mean, and when we live streamed that show and we reached over 113,000 people on Facebook when we did that, I mean, that was insane.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's just nuts. I mean, social media, not that it wasn't big when the Mayan Factor first started, because it certainly was there. It just it wasn't what it is today.
Right, exactly. Which is funny because, like, you know, it's in the music industry nowadays, especially for bands that are coming up, it's all about social media. They're like, you know, they don't care about anything else except the industry people, that is. They don't care about anything else other than social media. And industry folks, you know, that I've talked to are like, we check bands that we're interested in, we check their like Facebook pages, their Twitters accounts, all their social media every day to see how often they are posting. Just to see what, you know, social media is key and interaction is key. And you know, in kind of in a roundabout way, we kind of...
Well, I think the neat thing about like social media is it's not like, say, like an MTV or like when social media wasn't around. They could just like advertise to you and market to you and say, hey, this is what you should like. So like
right.
this, and you have a limited exposure to what you can get to. The climate today is that there are so many choices and so many outlets for people to find music that they like. That you know, if you're successful on social media, you know, somebody who likes you is going to word of mouth is what it comes back down to. They're going to
yep.
tell somebody else who's going to tell somebody else who's going to tell somebody else. And that's going to be the real metric on whether or not what you're doing is good.
Yep, totally agree, 100%. I mean, and, you know, going back to one of my all-time favorite bands is actually a local band called Lake Trout. And,
oh, wow, man. Yeah.
You know, I absolutely love those guys. I mean, they talk about insane musicians. And honestly, that would be, if we could ever, if they ever got back together and did a Baltimore show, I would love for us to do a show with them, because I think that would be the ultimate compliment. But as a matter of fact, today, you know, they were hitting Baltimore really big when, you know, there was no social media or whatever. But today I was going on Facebook or and their Facebook page and on YouTube, and I was watching old music clips of them performing at Fletcher's, you know, performing at Artscape, a big art festival in Baltimore. I mean, there's so much content for a music fan and a music lover to find. I mean, it is a great time for music fans. I mean, you can find anything.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. We, you know, YouTube, social media. You know, I think about bands that I loved, you know, when we were playing, like, I love the, you know, Penny Regime, Puddle. You know,
yeah.
There was, you know, a Fidel. I mean, Fidel.
Fidel.
Supine. Like, there's such great bands. I mean, Rotoblow.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, Capital Air. Like, all these great bands that, you know, probably aren't even around anymore.
Nah,
but you
nah,
can still
right.
have access to. It's really amazing.
Remember we did that show with Fidel in Gaithersburg?
Oh, like, yeah.
That was an insane show. Oh, my God. And you know, it's funny because, you know, we always, you know, you get to talk to fans and stuff. And Chuck and I got, to me, one of the greatest compliments as a musician, where Chuck and I were so locked into what we were doing that a guy swore that we were playing loops. Like, there was no way that was Chuck and I vibing off each other.
That is a pretty high compliment. A little bit.
Chuck and I joke about that all the time. I mean, that you can't get a better compliment than that for your craft.
Yeah, no shit. I might have been like, fuck you, man. Like, what do you think we're lying up here? But that is a pretty good compliment.
Right. Chuck doesn't even have heads on his bongos. I mean, he's just smacked in the end of the with the wood.
Yeah, the congos, they're just stuffed with blankets so you can't hear them. They're just for show. Like,
yeah, exactly.
His hands are totally fake. Like, it's just, they're rubber, you know.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, it's what a time.
Look, we got some exciting stuff coming up. Dan,
yes.
Thanks for being on the Temple tonight. Everybody stay, stay tuned to the Mayan Factor Facebook page. We got the launch coming up of the new website. Dan has done a ton of work on this. He's really spearheaded this movement. Dan, thank you for getting this together.
No problem. I mean, you know, it's I love the Mayan Factor. Mayan Factor is so much. It's not just a band. It's we talk about it. It's a brotherhood between all of us. It's a spiritual journey that we share with all of our fans. So I mean, you know, I absolutely love the Mayan Factor, and you know, very cool. And also, everybody, you know, check our Facebook and along with us for the webpage. But you know, we're going to be in the studio tomorrow night, so you know, there'll probably see some pictures come up, post, and you never know, you might get a quick little video of us jamming in the studio to get an idea of kind of what we're doing.
Who knows? Maybe we get a podcast coming up where I tuck a new song into the background that no one has heard. I like doing that. So anyway,
that's always fun. Yeah,
Dan, thanks for being on here. And so pay attention to the Facebook site. We're going to be posting the official website address on Facebook. And again, it's going to be Monday, the 29th. Is that right?
It's Monday, August 29th.
Monday, August 29th at 8 p.m. Is that right? Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Is when you can see the website go into full launch mode. Everybody go there, check us out. Sign up to be on the Mayan Factor Street Team. Apparently, we're going to do some pretty special things for fans that are close to us. I don't know that we have anything like exclusivity or limit to it, but we may have to do that just because that's what we do.
Nice. Awesome.
Anyway, man, thanks for being on the podcast tonight, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sure, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Take care.